Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Ag Development Board has announced a new on-farm energy efficiency and production incentives program. Getting right to the details, Bill McCloskey in the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
The Ag Development Board did commit $2 million towards this effort. Funds will be available for farmers here in Kentucky that are looking to purchase technology or equipment that will result in energy savings, and they can receive up to 25% of the project, not more than $10,000.
If this sounds like it has a familiar ring, McCloskey says it is very much like a very successful energy efficiency program that ended last spring with a different funding source.
We just finished up the same program using federal stimulus money, so the Ag Development Board thought this was a good project where we saw close to 200 farmers approved for almost $1.5 million, it resulting in energy savings of close to $2 million annually.
They were quite pleased with that performance and are looking for more performance-proven efficiency projects in this effort.
We do require a third-party evaluation of the project to see that their documents, that their savings are there, and then what kind of payback there would be in terms of years on the project.
McCloskey says past projects have included grain drying, poultry facilities, dairy operations, and greenhouses, among many. We'll be right back.
Kentucky's nationally renowned state park system is celebrating this winter. Take advantage of the Kentucky State Parks Buy One, Get the Second Night for Half Price offer. It's simple. Visit parks.ky.gov or call 1-800-255-7275 for a cozy cottage or a comfortable lodge room. Just mention that you heard this offer on the radio and you'll be set for a peaceful two-night getaway. Offer expires February 29th. We have a great state park gift card idea for you, too. Visit your Kentucky State Parks today.
Bill McCloskey with the Governor's Office of Ag Policy says basically the new Farm Energy Efficiency Program takes up where the last one left off.
Going back to March 11th of 2011, that basically takes off where we left off in our last deadline using the federal stimulus money.
With this round's available funding, he notes there could be 200 projects funded, so they're having multiple application periods.
Our first deadline is going to be April the 30th. Depending on how many applications we have, availability of funds, we have set three additional deadlines, June 30th, September 30th, and December 31st.
He suggested that larger projects might take advantage of low-interest loans through the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation. Complete details are online at ag-energy.ky.gov. That's ag-energy.ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.